The following is a presentation of Regional Radio Sports. Whether it's AM 800 KREI, AM 1400 KJET, J98 The Booth, MIMOinfo.com, or at MIMOinfo Sports on Twitter, Regional Radio is your most comprehensive source for all area sports.
Welcome out to Sunset Park in good old Festus, Missouri. Jefferson County Conference softball for you. Matt Greenwood with you. It is Festus and St. Pius. Certainly happy to be here. Don't forget, we're under a heat advisory until 7 o'clock this evening. That is the conditions that these two squads will be playing underneath. However, there is a nice breeze kicking through Sunset Park here in Festus, so I think it's going to be very, very nice and pleasant for the players and for the crowd at hand, which, by the way, is still filing in. And boy, oh boy, we are probably in for a nice large crowd this afternoon on a Thursday in Festus. Well, welcome on to the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment has a couple of locations, St. Genevieve and Ledington. Fleegs Equipment, for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs, let their family serve your family. That's Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and on the Outer Service Road at the Ledington exit. Visit their website, fleegs.com. Again, the matchup here, Festus and St. Pius. The Lancers 3-1 overall, 1-1 in Jefferson County Conference play. The Festus Tigers, on the other hand, 3-5 overall and 0-1 in the conference. Let's take a look at your Doe Run Company weather forecast. Doe Run Company providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. All right, currently 93 degrees, feels like 100, south wind at 10 miles an hour, 20% chance of rain later this evening, but most of the stuff we expect for the overnight hours and into your Friday morning. Dealing with 48% humidity, sunset here at Sunset Park, due at 7:13. We're looking at moderate air quality index at 70, the UV index, that's ultraviolet rays, you know, the things that burn your skin. The UV index at a comfortable 3 here at Sunset Park. All right, you're in for a treat, that's for sure. Festus St. Pius, when they get together, they have some good softball. We've got the two best pitchers for both respective squads in the circle today, and so that should lend to some great softball here this afternoon. Again, it is the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. I am Matt Greenwood, Corey Johnson back in the KJF studio. Let's take a little break here. When we come back, we're going to hear from Festus head coach Jeff Montgomery on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. You're listening to Jefferson County Conference Softball right here on AM 1400 KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty, and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS Tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KJF Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Got Jeff Montgomery, head coach of the Festus Softball Tigers, joining us. One half of our matchup here at Sunset Park. The other half is St. Pius, of course. Coach Montgomery, you got Morgan Green starting, Abby Rickerman hitting at the top of the lineup. Pretty much two staples in this lineup for you day in and day out.
Yeah, Abby's had a great start as usual offensively, and kind of sets the table for our team leading off if we can get her on base. And we're going lefty-lefty-lefty at the top. We got McKenzie McJunkins batting second, Morgan Green batting third. Morgan's had some good pop so far and, driving in runs, and McJunkins has been on a nice streak. So hopefully the top of our order, those three lefties can get it going.
Sometimes the hardest thing to do when it comes to conference play, especially this conference, is get that first win. What's it going to take today to get that?
Well, we're going to have to play a little better and, you know, swing the bat, you know, get our pitchers some runs and play defense. You know, the Agers girl's a good pitcher, so I think we got to really try to get runners on base and score early. And if we score early, I think we got a good shot.
All right, Coach, as always, thanks for the time.
Appreciate it, man.
All right, Jeff Montgomery joining us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. We'll continue it next.
Do you have your lucky ticket to win a Toyota Supra? Hi, this is Kim Elbel. Twin City Toyota has teamed up with Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place to build additional housing for women and children escaping domestic violence in Jefferson and surrounding counties. It's only $100 to enter the drawing for this iconic Toyota Supra. The winning ticket will be drawn on Black Friday, so get your ticket today at comtree.org or Twin City Toyota. Proceeds will benefit Mary's House of Hope at a Safe Place. Thank you for your support and good luck.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Greenwood, as promised, back with more Fleas Equipment pregame coverage of Festus St. Pius softball here at Sunset Park in Festus. Have Kevin Halley, head coach of the St. Pius Lancers, joining us. And Coach, every conversation you and I have about your ball club starts with A.J. Agers, and rightfully so. She's pitching for you today, and she's a good offensive player as well. Had a home run last week, had 25 strikeouts in 14 innings pitched, including a 17-strikeout game and a win for you guys last week. So she's the real deal.
Yeah, she is throwing really well to start the year, and that bodes well for us. So we still have to play defense behind her. If we can play better defense, we have so far this year, if we can continue to play better defense, we're going to give ourselves a chance.
Festus is a team, as I'm sure you've seen, they can score if they want to.
Yeah, it starts with Rickerman up top, and she is one of the best, if not the best ball player in our conference. So we've got to find a way to keep her off the base paths, which is a lot easier said than done. But they like to swing the sticks a little bit, and we either have to make outs or swing with them.
I'll pose the same question to you I did Coach Montgomery. It's a very tough conference. Sometimes it's really hard to get that first win. What's it take for you guys to do that today?
Well, we did get a win last week over St. Vincent, but...
Oh, you know what? SCL today did not update that one, so...
They probably don't have St. Vincent down as a conference team.
Okay.
So, but...
My bad.
No problem. It'd be nice to get wins against Festus. Small schools, sometimes it's a little difficult for us to compete with some of the larger schools because it is such a tough conference that is led by the large schools. And we got to give ourselves opportunities to get wins, and we have to be better about what we do both offensively and in the field in order to give ourselves those chances. We're swinging the stick well right now. Two home runs yesterday, one from Molly Flanagan and one from Tori Arriaga. If we can swing the stick pretty well, we're going to be okay. We're just going to have to figure out ways to get the job done.
We're under heat advisory until 7 o'clock tonight. Are you seeing any effects on the girls?
They're slightly more crazy than they normally are, but okay. That might also be the full moon coming up, too. But
right, that's true.
No, I'm not seeing much. The girls do a pretty good job of keeping themselves hydrated, and I remind both AJ and Casey, our battery, to stay hydrated each inning. And it's tough. They're two of our better base runners, so I don't like to pull them for courtesy runners either. So, but I'm going to play that by ear. Those kids' health is first and foremost in my head, and I want to make sure that they're well taken care of.
All right, good deal. Coach Halley, appreciate the time. Good luck today.
No problem. Thank you for the coverage.
Very welcome. Kevin Halley, head coach of St. Pius Softball, joining us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. I promise you, starting lineups, first pitch, are next.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-8255. 501-5371.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Take advantage of our everyday low prices, where prices are always 50% off MSRP. From home decor to living rooms, bedrooms, dining room sets, stop by and check out our inventory and already low prices.
We have four different types of financing available.
And remember, the military always receive a discount at Patsy's Furniture.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
Investing in a degree or certificate from Mineral Area College can pay you dividends. That's why we have been serving the surrounding community since 1922. Studies consistently show people who get advanced education after high school will earn significantly more in their lifetime. Invest in your education and your future. Check MAC out at mineralarea.edu or call us at 573-431-4593. It starts here. Mineral Area College.
Josh Harris is the owner of Midwest Sports Center, Highway 67 in Farmington. For on the road, off the road, or on the waterfront, it's got to be Midwest Sports Center. We might as well add great financing too, right, Josh?
That's right. It's not just about the great products that we carry or the great prices we can get you on the product, but it's also how much money I can save you on financing. I've been doing this a long time, and I can tell you, Mark, we've got financing as low as 0% on select off-road models. Stop in and see us right next to Redfield Collision Center, Farmington.
Matt Greenwood back with you on the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. We're just a few minutes away from first pitch here between the St. Pius Lancers and Festus Tigers. As I mentioned, Festus coming into this matchup 3-5 overall, 0-1 in the Jefferson County Conference. As for the St. Pius Lancers, as you heard there during the Kevin Halley interview, little slip up there as St. Vincent was actually the first conference opponent for St. Pius, and St. Pius handled them easily 11-2 last week for their first conference victory. So St. Pius seeking their second, Festus seeking their first. St. Pius coming into this 3-1 overall after a 13-1 victory over Valley Park yesterday. Well, they're getting ready to do the national anthem and starting lineup, so we're going to step aside, let them do that, and then when we come back, we'll have your starting lineups for you from the radio side of things. So we're going to step aside here. It's Festus St. Pius softball coming around the corner next on KJF.
From mailboxing to packing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, including printing. Because running your own business means you're also in charge of marketing and promoting. And our printing experts can help with professional business carding, menuing, postering, all the ings to get people, well, buzzing. The UPS Store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus. Look for us soon at our new location at 650 North Creek Drive next to Tiger Express Car Wash.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center, your local home of the No Bull Deal. The word local, you've heard the phrase shop local, buy local, but do you really think exactly what that means? When you shop here at Lucas Smith, you put your trust in the hands of all of my employees who also eat, play, work, live, and shop local. Jefferson County is their home too. Why drive for miles when you can buy what's right here in your backyard? All we ask at Lucas Smith Chrysler is to give us the chance to earn your business. Please shop local. And remember, Lucas Smith Chrysler Center in Festus.
Have you ever misplaced your debit card and worried while you try to find it? Hi, Paul Hale here at New Era Bank. And our new app offers SecureSwipe. SecureSwipe allows you to turn your debit card on or off from the convenience of your cell phone. While your card is off, you have the safety of knowing that no one can access your account from your debit card. Download our new app today and get this and many other new features. Call or visit any of our locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the fish.
Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now two for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. We had to take a little break there as they did the national anthem here between Festus and St. Pius. Well, you know what the national anthem means. That means we're moments away from first pitch. Have a very enticing matchup here with you this afternoon. Again, St. Pius and Festus, crosstown rivals, if you will. And should be a fun one today. Southpaw on the mound in the circle, toe in the rubber, however you want to say. That's Morgan Green for the Festus Tigers. She's getting in her warm-up tosses here as we get ready to take a look at your starting lineups. All right, so St. Pius, the visiting team here at Sunset Park in Festus. They are first up to face Morgan Green. And leading things off will be second baseman Molly Flanagan, followed by catcher Casey Flanagan. Pitching today and hitting third is A.J. Eggers for the Lancers. Batting cleanup, playing first base, Victoria Arriaga. Playing center field and batting fifth, Peyton Baker. The designated player, or the DP, is Lily Ott, batting sixth. Batting seventh is Tori Ott, playing third base. Shortstop is Sophie Meyer, and she's in the 8-hole. And the 9-hole belongs to Sarah Kudelik, left fielder for St. Pius. Will, of course, run down the Festus starting lineup as A.J. Eggers takes him out in the bottom half of the first inning. So here we are at top of the first. First batter up, Molly Flanagan, batting from the right side, standing at about 5'5", takes a called strike on the outside corner, and that's how we begin. It's 0-1. By the way, on the field here at Sunset Park, before all the pregame activities, I notice the rubber as the ball comes low, now 1-1. The mound is actually closer to third base than it is first base. And so the alignment is slightly off between the mound and home plate. For a lefty, it seems a little bit simpler. For a right-hander, a little bit more difficult. And A.J. Eggers is a righty, so we'll see how she deals with the misalignment, if you will. The 1-1 missed outside, by the way. Now 2-1, Morgan Green taking her time. Pacing around the back of the circle, stretching things out just a little bit more. Spins the ball on her fingertips and now comes home with a 2-1. That is in there at the knees for a called strike. St. Pius put a hurting on Valley Park yesterday. 13-1 the final score. A couple of home runs for the Lancers. They are very capable of doing that. 2-2 to Molly Flanagan. She slices one right side foul. I would say we're about 30% of the infield covered in the shade. The hot corner over at third is exactly that, as the sun basking right on top of the third baseman, Hunter Ellsworth. Shortstop Abby Rickerman in the bright sun as well. 2-2, tails low and away. Three balls, two strikes now. Green versus Molly Flanagan with Casey Flanagan on deck. They are Irish twins, as Coach Halley put it before the game. Readjustment of the ball in the hand for Green. And then she fires in a fastball at the letters. That's a called third strike. So Molly Flanagan down on strikes to get this ball game started. Top of the first inning, scoreless. Casey Flanagan, the catcher. By the way, Irish twins apparently means sisters born within the same year. There's a bunt. Stays in front of the circle. Fielded by Green. Throw to first is wild. Goes into foul territory. Casey taking the turn. She's into second. Standing up. They'll throw a little bit behind, but that's a bunt hit and an E1, allowing for the advancement to second base.
Up next, number 21, A.J. Eggers.
So runner at second for St. Pius. Here is A.J. Eggers, one of the more talented kids in Jefferson County. First pitch to the tall righty. It's outside. Eggers sporting the number 21 has a home run this season. Five runs driven in, .857 batting average. If it stays that way the rest of the year, we could see some awards heading her way. Big gust of wind coming from second base, blowing some chalk and some dust right into the eyes of the fans here behind home plate, including myself, so I missed the pitch. Want to make sure I didn't get anything in my eyes. It was outside, apparently, so it's 2-0. Next pitch, and it's grounded sharply towards short. Rickerman has it, throws to first in time to retire Eggers. Over to third goes Casey Flanagan. The sure hands of Abby Rickerman there in the deep hole at short, making the play for out number two. So Morgan Green dealing with a runner that is very close to home, just 75 feet away. Victoria Arriaga is the first baseman and the cleanup girl for the Lancers, and she stands in and stares at a fastball right down Main Street. So it's 0-1 to her. Of course, Sunset Park, located between Park Avenue and East Avenue. Sun off to our right. Ball misses up around the letters. 1-1 now to Victoria Arriaga, who had one of the home runs against Valley Park yesterday. And the next pitch misses low. 2-1 now to Victoria Arriaga, sometimes called Tori, T-O-R-I, batting 286 this year. Of course, that number, the batting average would have increased yesterday with a couple of hits and a home run. Next pitch, and she skies one towards right, backing up Armin, drifting to her left. She's got it. Making the catch right there in the bright sunlight for out number three. Victoria Arriaga is retired. And St. Pius lose a runner at third. They do collect a hit, but no runs. We head to the bottom of the first. Festus coming up to face A.J. Eggers for the first time today right here on KJF.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
The NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing Series, the world's most explosive motorsport, is returning to St. Louis. NHRA's 330-mile-per-hour top-field dragster and funny car drivers are ready to face off at the 8th Annual AAA Insurance NHRA Midwest Nationals, September 27th through 29th. Kids 12 and under are free, and every ticket gets you behind-the-scenes access to the race pits. So bring the family, meet the drivers, and be a part of the action. Brought to you in part by the Office of Illinois Tourism and Illinois South Tourism. Get tickets early and save at WTRaceway.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 at KJFF. Festus Crystal City and Herculaneum. Just identify ourselves there. All right, bottom of the first inning. It is scoreless. Festus St. Pius, the Tigers of Festus, coming up for the first time this afternoon, facing A.J. Eggers. And leading off things for the Tigers will be Abby Rickerman. Batting second, Mackenzie McJunkins. Hitting third and pitching, Morgan Green. Batting fourth and catching, McKenna Templeton. Batting fifth and playing third base, Hunter Ellsworth. The DP, the designated player, is Paige Perry in the sixth spot for head coach Jeff Montgomery. He's got Blair Bomber, the left fielder, batting seventh. Bailey Probst batting eighth and playing first. And Tristan Folk rounding out the order in Manning center field. Here it is. Abby Rickerman versus A.J. Eggers. Ground ball back into the circle. Eggers fields it, goes to first well in time. One pitch, one out for Eggers. The one hopper right back to her, slightly above the shoulders. Easy field, easy throw for an out. That'll be scored as a 1-3. Fans still filing in here as the second pitch out of Eggers' right hand is a called strike at the knees to Mackenzie McJunkins. I would say we're probably already up to about 60 people. Anticipate it maybe getting a little bit higher. There's a ball, misses up and wide. 1-1 to McJunkins. A.J. Eggers, 14 innings last week, 25 punch-outs. Finds the outside edge for a called strike. Eggers still has one more year to go for St. Pius. 1-1. Lifted up, left side, and well out of play. A.J. Eggers has been a staple in a lot of the athletics here at St. Pius last few years, including soccer as well. Excellent soccer player. 1-2 now to McJunkins. It's high and wide. Two balls and two strikes. Two-two offering. Off the end of the bat. Slow roller back towards Eggers. Easy field and throw to first for out number two. All right, so two up, two down for the Festus Tigers offense here in the bottom of the first as we are scoreless. Here is Morgan Green, the pitcher. Chance to help herself out here. She fouls one off the fence. And, of course, a horizontal pole about 3.5 feet off the ground as that ball banked right off of it and back towards the field of play. So Toriot out of that sun for a brief moment to collect the foul ball. Next pitch is lifted up and playable. Left side catcher giving chase, and it's off the bottom of the glove as Casey Flanagan was still running to the spot where the ball was coming down. And she made an effort on it, couldn't quite reel it in. And so two strikes on Morgan Green. Still has a fighting chance to get on base here. There's a little 90-degree angle right around the Festus dugout on the third base side. So tough angle for the catcher Casey Flanagan had to deal with. Here's a line shot into center field, and Morgan Green will have that one caught by Peyton Baker for out number three. Solid first inning for both Morgan Green and A.J. Eggers. We are scoreless through one. St. Pius Festus softball here on KJF, top of the second next.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
Matt Green, we're back with you on AM 1400 at KJF, Jefferson County Conference softball here this afternoon at Sunset Park in Festus. It is the Tigers and the St. Pius Lancers. Top of the second inning, we are scoreless. It's going to be Peyton Baker, Lily Ott, and Tori Ott to face the southpaw Morgan Green. Green allowed one base runner in the first inning, but got a fly out to right off the bat of Victoria Arriaga to end that frame. Gets a strike call in on the hands to Peyton Baker, the tall, lanky center fielder. I would estimate about 5'9" or so. Stands away from the plate. Heels almost hugging the outside chalk line. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. On her toes a little late with the swing was Peyton Baker. She's down quickly 0-2. We, of course, saw Morgan Green pitch against Northwest last week on our KJF airwaves, and unfortunately for her, the Northwest Lions meant business offensively. Hey, there's a strike call in the outside corner. Green collects her second punch out, both looking as Peyton Baker is sent back to the dugout. One up, one down here in the top of the second. That's going to bring up the designated player, Lily Ott. First pitch, a little belt high, but right over the plate for a good strike call. It's nice and windy, which is very welcomed here during this heat advisory that we have until 7 o'clock tonight. There's a foul high off the fence. That's going to come back towards the St. Pius dugout. Picked up there in foul territory by Festus first baseman Probst. No balls, two strikes to the right-handed hitting Lily Ott, sporting the number 32 this afternoon. Morgan Green in the circle for Festus, glancing at her armband. Now comes to the plate with a pitch, and it's lined, a looper. It has some side spin that gets past the second baseman, McJunkins, and into shallow right. That's going to go down as a hit for Lily Ott. Unable to get any part of her glove on the ball was McJunkins, as that ball was sort of off the end of the bat, a little looper that had some side spin to it. As soon as it hit the dirt, it kicked towards the right. And McJunkins just had no chance, really. So one aboard for St. Pius, number seven hitter Tori Ott at the plate. And the lefty gets a running start in the box and faces an 0-1 count as Green found the strike zone. St. Pius with their second base runner of the afternoon. Last one got stranded at third in the first inning. Let's see what happens to this one. Pitch on the way. Another running start in the box by Tori Ott. And again, a strike call. Pretty much the same exact thing. As more wind kicks up some chalk and some dust into the eyes of yours truly. And into the fans behind us as well. Hey, at least we're getting a warning. We can see it coming up from the circle before it comes behind home plate. There's a ball up and outside. Now 1-2. Green to Tori Ott. About 5 seconds before that last pitch, Morgan Green had a tornado-like dust of chalk kick up around her. There's a ball off the top of the mitt of the catcher. Templeton scoots away for a brief moment, but not enough for Lily Ott to advance. And that 1-2 pitch missing, making it 2-2. Left side of the infield for Festus peers in. There's a bunt effort. No, they're going to say more of a swing, because that one was fouled off the end of the bat of Tori Ott. If she had tried a bunt, she'd have been out on strikes. But a bit of a half swing there. Home plate umpire right on top of things. Morgan Green again, glancing at the armband, which is slightly above her right forearm. 2-2 offering, just a bit outside. Three balls, two strikes. One out, runner at first for St. Pius, looking to strike first in this Jefferson County Conference affair. Glad to have you with us, by the way. Beautiful Thursday afternoon here at Sunset Park. 3-2. Catching the outside corner, Morgan Green gets her third strikeout. Tori Ott unable to lift the bat off the shoulders for that one. A 3-2 rope out of the left hand of Morgan Green. And Ott had no chance on that one. Two away, and now the batter is Sophie Meyer. So it's three strikeouts for Green, all looking. Misses low to Sophie Meyer, 1-0 now to the shortstop, who's batting eighth today for Coach Halley. Both Coach Halley, Kevin Halley for St. Pius, and Jeff Montgomery, with 12-plus years of experience as head coaches of their respective programs. 1-0 misses up. Now 2-0 as Green has fallen behind Meyer. Comes back with a fastball elevated. And the umpire pointed at Morgan Green, it appeared. I guess maybe, I don't know why. Anyway, two balls, one strike. Scoreboard is a digit behind. It says 2-0. It's actually 2-1. And a 2-1 swing there right off the end of the bat. Meyer shoots a screamer off the fence. Man, if anyone was positioned there, they'd have been going home with a bruise. So it should be two balls and two strikes to the right-handed hitting Sophie Meyer. 2-2 from Morgan Green. Drifts outside. Got ourselves a full count now with two outs. Lily Ott at first base. Clap of the hands from head coach Kevin Halley over in the third base box. He's got his hands on his knees as he peers in for the 3-2. It's right off the end of the bat and then off the instep of Meyer. So foul ball. By the way, Drew Harrell, Festus Post 253 Legion baseball coach. Here coaching the softball team as well for Festus. Got to know Coach Harrell quite a bit over this past summer with the Post 253 Legion team making it all the way to the World Series. Here's a single into right center field. A nice 3-2 hack there by Sophie Meyer. And she moves the train along. It's first and second now with two outs for Sarah Kudelik. And it looks like we're going to have a courtesy runner for the Lancers. Let's see, number 60 for St. Pius. And that is Rosemary Serdike. Oh, no. Okay, she's running for Lily Ott at second base. Okay. So Rosemary Serdike is the courtesy runner at second base. The batter is Sarah Kudelik. Lefty-on-lefty matchup here. Kudelik close to home plate. She hunches over the pitch. Fouls one off the screen. A little flat-footed swing there by Kudelik. No balls and one strike to her. So once again, St. Pius has a runner in scoring position. Second time in as many innings as we are scoreless here in the top of the second still. Pitch off the end of the bat. Loop towards right. Charging forward and making the catch on the run is Armin for out number three. And she was ready to come up firing to third if she needed to. But that is out number three, young Armin, and the inning is over. All right, so it's 0-0. St. Pius Festus, the Tigers, are going to send up McKenna Templeton, Hunter Ellsworth, and Paige Perry when we come back in 60 seconds on KJF.
Clarissa, what are you doing with those prices now?
Jason the Hayes made, and now I'm making deals.
Are you really offering 10% off on all Spartan mowers?
Yep. Get this. Right now, customers can get a Massey Ferguson tractor as low as $167 a month.
That's a real deal. Okay, then. I'm making a deal. Right now, get a Massey Ferguson 1723 backhoe for $232 a month.
I see you and cut you a Woods cutter 15 foot for just $17.5. It's heavy duty and cuts 3-inch material. Beat that, Mower Mouse.
I can't, Queen of the Green. That's a really good deal. All that really matters is that our customers get the best name brand equipment, not some knockoff. And that's what we do here. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and at the Lettington exit also. Online, 24/7 at fleegs.com.
And we are back at Sunset Park. Matt Greenwood with you on KJFF. St. Pius, Festus, bottom of the second. Tigers at the plate. It's McKenna Templeton to face A.J. Eggers, followed by Hunter Ellsworth and Paige Perry. 1-0 from Eggers to Templeton is up high. Two balls and no strikes. Another righty-on-righty matchup here. Actually, the first righty-on-righty matchup here for Eggers. Top three in the Coach Montgomery order were all lefties. 2-0. And it kicks off the end of the mitt of the catcher, Casey Flanagan. Apparently missed outside, so it's 3-0. St. Pius stranding runners number two and three of the ballgame just a few moments ago. Here comes Eggers. Deep breath. 3-0. Up high. Ball four. And so that's how we begin the bottom of the second inning as Festus gets a runner on four pitches. That's going to bring up third baseman Hunter Ellsworth. Ellsworth carrying a .364 batting average into this contest. Got ourselves a courtesy runner now for the Tigers. We'll tell you a little more about Ellsworth here in a second. Number 21, Brianna Teer is coming in to run for the catcher Templeton. As I mentioned, Ellsworth with a .364 batting average through eight games this year for the Tigers. Has two home runs, nine runs driven in, second most on the team. Of her eight hits, five are singles, the other one a double, and of course, two home runs. She's actually bunting here, and she fouled it straight back. So no balls, one strike to Hunter Ellsworth. When Ellsworth is not hitting and playing third base, she is pitching and hitting. She and Morgan Green are interchangeable for Coach Montgomery this year. Up in the box standing is Ellsworth. She'll bunt it. It'll kick foul up the first baseline. And now the home plate umpire is saying that the ball actually hit Ellsworth as she ran outside the box to get to first base. I did not see that. Home plate umpire was adamant that that's what he saw. And they're just going to call it a foul ball. So a discussion between home plate umpire and second base umpire. They make the right call, and that's how things are supposed to work. Ellsworth with a little wry smile at her teammate on deck, Paige Perry. She knew she was still in the box when the ball hit her. So it's no balls, two strikes. Runner at first for Festus. Ball up high, 1-2 now. Ellsworth wearing number one this afternoon for the Tigers. Number one all season, as a matter of fact. 1-2 offering from Eggers. Swing and a foul tip hung on by Casey Flanagan for Eggers' first strikeout of the afternoon. So Ellsworth down on strikes, and here comes Paige Perry, number 42, designated player for Festus. First pitch from the righty, Eggers at the knees. A little dip towards the end. It is good for a strike. We'll set the St. Pius defense here after this 0-1 offering. Right now the Tigers have a runner at first, one out. Scoreless here in the bottom of the second. That pitch is up high. 1-1 now to Perry. So you have Tori Ott over at third base. Meyer at short. Molly Flanagan at second. Tori Arriaga at first. And Casey Flanagan behind the dish for the St. Pius infield D. There's a foul straight off the fence. That'll kick towards the St. Pius dugout along the first baseline. One ball, two strikes now to Paige Perry. In the outfield for St. Pius, it is Sarah Kudelik in left, Peyton Baker in center, and Rosemary Serdike out in right. 1-2. Wide. Runner takes off. The throw back to the circle. That's a stolen base for Brianna Teer. I guess Casey Flanagan wasn't expecting Teer to take off. She did, and she has a stolen base. 2-2 now to Perry. Swing and a miss. Ball up in the zone. And Paige Perry could not catch up. That is back-to-back punch-outs for Eggers. That's going to bring up number two, Blair Bomber. Bomber takes a deep breath, steps into the box, swings the bat from the right side. Good bend to the knees there as she watches one sail past her eyes. It's 1-0. Had a feeling after seeing the pitching matchup going into this one, we were probably dealing with a 2-1 ball game. So that runner at second for Festus could be the winning run. You just don't know. Foul off the end of the bat of Bomber. Lands right at the feet of the catcher, Flanagan. 1-1 the count. Eggers sliding some dirt away from her using her right foot. Onto the rubber she goes, and the pitch, swing and a miss. So Blair Bomber down in the count, 1-2. Trying to drive in Brianna Teer from second base for our first run of the ball game. Can she do it? She digs in. Slight wave of the bat. Here's Eggers with the 1-2. Hits up at her eye. She swings and misses regardless. And Eggers has punched out the side. A leadoff walk on four pitches falls by the wayside. Festus does nothing with the stolen base and the runner at second as Eggers collects three Ks. We'll head to the top of the third. Scoreless between St. Pius and Festus. It is Jefferson County Softball on KJF.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
When it comes to choosing a pharmacy that can give you exceptional customer service and the best prices, you need to visit Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy. Bigger stores don't always mean bigger savings. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is a preferred provider for many insurance plans, including TRICARE and SilverScript, and our employees work hard at making sure you receive the best prices possible. It's time to step out of the line and come see us in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington. Parkland Health Mart is your first choice for excellent customer care.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial DeSoto.
Mm-hmm.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KHF. It is the top of the third inning. St. Pius at the plate. Molly Flanagan, Casey Flanagan, and A.J. Eggers to face Morgan Green for the second time this afternoon. First pitch in there from the lefty, Green, is right down East Avenue for a called strike. Of course, Sunset Park here in Festus is where all the action is this afternoon for you. There's a swing and a miss on a ball at the knees and outside. And Molly Flanagan is down 0-2. Sunset Park squeezed between East Avenue and Park Avenue. 0-2 offering, fouled high off the screen. It's going to spin all the way down to the dirt behind the home plate umpire's box. And it stays 0-2. Molly Flanagan last time up, punched out looking. That's how this ball game got started. Green looking at the armband slightly above her right forearm. Has her black leather mitt with the highlighter yellow ball in her left hand. The 0-2. And a fastball at the knees. What a beauty from Morgan Green. And she collects punch out number 4 of the ball game, sending Flanagan back to the dugout for the second time looking. Here comes Casey Flanagan, Molly's sister. Casey a little bit taller, a little bit more blonde. First pitch, pop up, shallow right, back second baseman in right fielder. It's arm in the right fielder that reaches up into the blue sky for out number 2. Pretty quick inning so far for Morgan Green. Gets a couple of high fives from her Festus teammates. Now batting is A.J. Eggers, wearing the blackjack number 21. It's in gold with white trim. First pitch is low and outside. By the way, if you'd like to tune in to more sports coverage in Jefferson County, you can follow us on Twitter on KJFF Sports. Fastball drifts low and wide. 2-0 now to A.J. Eggers. Lefty on righty matchup here. Green the lefty. You can also follow us on Instagram. We'll post pictures from all the ball games we attend. There's a foul off the screen on the 2-0 hack from Eggers. That one landing just behind the St. Pius dugout on the first base side. It's 2-1 now to Eggers. Two down for St. Pius here in the top of the third. Nobody on. Eggers, by the way, standing slightly up in the box. 2-1, goes down low, lines it to Reckerman, and Reckerman stabs at it and makes the catch. She's got the facial gear to protect her noggin, does Abby Reckerman. She's also got that nice brown leather mitt as well. And she's able to catch it right at her eyes for out number 3, and we head to the bottom of the third. It is Festus and St. Pius locked in a nil-nil battle here on KJF.
Hi, this is Amy with the Jefferson County Family YMCA. Our youth sports programs are designed to build strong kids. Our program is progressive with multiple age-specific levels. We encourage fair play, positive competition, and fun family involvement. So bring your child to the Y, where they will develop skills that go beyond the court. Registration is now open for fall basketball ages 3 years through 8th grade and will close on October 7th. To register, call 636-931-9622 or visit us online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJFF. Glad to bring you some high school softball, Jefferson County softball to be more specific. Batter up is Bailey Probst of the Festus Tigers. Swings and misses at A.J. Eggers' first pitch of the bottom of the third. So it's 0-1. By the way, I think catcher Casey Flanagan just realized that the rubber and home plate are misaligned. The rubber is actually closer to third base and is not in a direct line with the mound. There's a bunt effort by Probst, fielded at the right of the circle from our vantage point by A.J. Eggers. Easy turn and flip to first for out number one. No hitter through two and a third innings for A.J. Eggers. She has fielded three ground balls so far today. What does Tristan Folk have to offer for the Tigers? Batting ninth today for Coach Montgomery. First pitch low and outside, ball one. Of course, we don't really count too many no-hitters. You know, we don't keep track of them as early as two and a third, but why the heck not, right? Let's be a little different today on this Thursday. Infield drawn in for St. Pius. They're expecting a bunt here, and there you go. There's an effort, but a foul ball. One ball, two strikes now to Tristan Folk, center fielder, bats from the left side. Wind blowing in from right. Somewhat sideways as well from third towards first. 2-2 coming to Folk. Waves at it as it tailed low and away from her bat head. She is down on strikes. Punch out number four for A.J. Eggers to match Morgan Green. And it's back to the top of the order for Abby Rickerman. Righty on lefty matchup with Eggers the righty and Rickerman the lefty. Fastball low and outside. Rickerman likes to get a running start in the box. Takes a couple of practice cuts outside of it. Now she's ready to go. 1-0. And a ball right down the middle. Now 1-1. Rickerman grounded out on a one hopper back to the pitcher Eggers for the first out of the bottom of the first inning. Festus, of course, the home team here in the bottom of the third at Sunset Park. There's a changeup that catches the outside corner. It's 1-2 now. By the way, A.J. Eggers, four strikeouts, all four swinging. Morgan Green, four strikeouts for the Tigers, all four looking. 1-2 Eggers, two Rickerman, low and wide, 2-2. Abby Rickerman, a senior for the Tigers, as a junior committed to Southeast Missouri, SEMO, where the Mizzou Tigers are playing football this weekend. There's a 2-2. Three hopper towards second, I should say. And Molly Flanagan has it bounce off of her chest and lands at her feet, and Rickerman beats it out. Got to give that one an error. That was right to her. I'll go down as an E4. And ball stayed pretty low, and then, of course, right at the very last second, kicked up a little too high. Now Rickerman taken off for second base, so pitch is a ball. The throw down a second, not in time. And Rickerman has a stolen base for the Tigers. Second runner in scoring position for Festus this ballgame. 0-1 to Mackenzie McJunkins. And that ball came a little too far inside and wound up doinking McJunkins. Doinking, by the way, not my word. That was the Festus word from the dugout. Just doink. So two on for the Tigers with two outs here in the bottom of the third. Morgan Green is the batter. Kevin Halley, head coach for St. Pius, checking to make sure that Mackenzie McJunkins did not swing on the pitch. Both umpire and Coach Halley walk away without too many words said between the two. Morgan Green, the batter, 0-1. Righty and lefty matchup here. Pitch is a called strike, low and outside. A.J. Eggers looking to get out of this inning. Runner in scoring position for Festus. Pitch elevated deep left field, turning the left fielder around. That'll land at the base of the fences. Kudelik could never find it. A run scores. Run number two coming as a throw goes into third and gets away. And covering home, Eggers, staying put Green. She drives in two on a triple as Rickerman and McJunkins score, and it's Festus 2, St. Pius nothing here in the bottom of the third. Sarah Kudelik never got a good read on the ball. It was hit right into the bright sun. She drifted towards left center field, and that ball landed about 20 feet behind her. So messy situation there for the St. Pius outfield. There's another ball driven into center this time. McKenna Templeton is going to wind up flying out, though, as Peyton Baker squeezes the glove on it for out number three. Well, A.J. Eggers had a ground out to her and a strikeout swinging to start the bottom of the third inning, but Abby Rickerman sending a ground ball to second base, a fielding error there, and then a hit-by-pitch as McJunkins wore one on the left elbow, and then Morgan Green driving in two with a triple to left field. It's 2-0 after three. Festus leads here on KJF.
This is Dr. Karen Melton at Hearing Care Partners. We hope you don't miss a single thing this sports season. Stop by for a free hearing screening so you'll hear every play and the person sitting right next to you. One of the best parts of the game is chatting with old friends and making new ones. We wish all our local players a safe and healthy sports season. It's Hearing Care Partners. Find us online at hearingcarepartners.com.
Matt Greenwood back with you on KJFF. 2-0 Festus leading St. Pius. Top of the fourth inning here. Alpha Media Farmington, by the way, encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this broadcast possible. That includes Applebee's of Farmington, Cole's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, as well as Comtree of Festus, the Doe Run Company in Park Hills, Fleegs Equipment in Ludington and St. Genevieve, Gateway Motors in Fredericktown, as well as the Jefferson County YMCA in Festus. All right, so 2-0 Festus. Batter for St. Pius, Victoria Arriaga sends one towards short, and Rickerman able to field it and fire across the diamond well in time for out number one. I mentioned a couple innings ago, looking at the pitching matchup for today's affair, thought maybe 2-1 is kind of the final score we were looking at. It's a question of who broke the scoreboard first, or broke through on the scoreboard first, I should say. Don't want to break the scoreboard. And it's, so far it's Festus. They're the only ones to have scored. The batter, by the way, is Peyton Baker. She swings at one at the letters and misses. So Coach Drew Harrell, assistant coach for the Festus softball squad, being very dramatic with some signals towards the right fielder as there's a line shot that direction, kicks away from Armin, will go towards the line, but Peyton Baker unable to advance, but hey, she's on base with a single. It's a one-out single for the Lancers. That is the fourth hit of the afternoon for St. Pius, unfortunately, with runner at third in the first inning and a runner at second in the second inning, still unable to score. Here's a bunt effort by Lily Ott as the ball had some backspin off the end of the bat. It came back and landed at her feet, or rolled at her feet, and then rolled behind home plate to the catcher Templeton. So it's 0-1 to Lily Ott, who has got a hit so far today. Third baseman Ellsworth drawn in. Squaring around is Ott. Gets the bunt down, and it's off the end of the bat and bounces up and hits the home plate umpire off the left elbow. 0-2 to Lily Ott. I got a feeling Coach Halley's going to pull off the bunt try. Peyton Baker with some wheels at first. Green in the back of the circle, looks at the armband, gets the call, steps up, pitches it, and there's a foul high off the fence. And it's 0-2. Hunter Ellsworth politely coming over to pick up the loose ball and tossing it back to her pitcher Green. Morgan Green has the hair bun sticking out the back of the face mask, protecting that head of hers. 0-2. Fastball right down the middle. How about that for a strikeout? As Lily Ott down on strikes. Fifth punch out of the afternoon from Morgan Green. And again, that one is looking. That's five strikeouts, all five, with the batters leaving the bat on their shoulders. Now coming up to the plate, it's Tori Ott, Lily's sister. Fastball up and away. Hits off the top of the mitt. Lands at the base of the fence, but no advancement from Peyton Baker. Baker didn't even think about it, and I think Coach Halley wanted her to at least think about it. It's 1-0 to Toriad, who's 0-1 with a punch out. Festus seeking their first conference win of the 2019 season. Fastball at the knees. That's good for a strike call. 1-1. A two-out triple by Morgan Green to give Festus a 2-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. 1-1 offering. It's outside, ball two. Tomorrow night, of course, is Friday Night Football. We've got the 2-0 Windsor Owls taking on the 0-2 DeSoto Dragons right here on AM 1400 KJF. Pre-game begins at 6. There's a pitch elevated in the zone and a half swing there by Toriata. She fouls one down the third base side. Two balls, two strikes, as indicated by the Parkland Healthmart Pharmacy scoreboard. Morgan Green with a long stare into the Festus dugout on the third base side. Now onto the rubber she goes. 2-2. Fastball slightly outside but at the knees. And the umpire rings up Toriot for out number three. That's six strikeouts for Morgan Green, all looking as she puts together a scoreless frame in the top of the fourth after driving in the first two runs of the game for the Tigers. So Morgan Green having herself a ball game. And we've got ourselves a ball game here. Bottom of the fourth inning coming up next on KJF.
Fall is here and winter is on its way. This is Andy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington. We're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season. Plumbing, electrical hardware, lumber, tools, and so much, much more. Stop by and see us and check out the Makita, Yeti, Benjamin Moore, Traeger Grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, hometown proud.
In 1973, Comtree was established to meet a great need through opening a halfway house. The spark of meeting residents' needs continues to reignite in 2019. We've expanded our services to become the mental health safety net of Jefferson County while offering nationally recognized dental care and primary care. We invite you to join the Comtree family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJF. 2-0 Festus leading St. Pius. Softball action here on KJF. Hunter Ellsworth is the batter for Festus. Takes a big cut, comes up empty against A.J. Eggers. Ball is right down the middle. It's 0-1. Ellsworth, Paige Perry, Blair Bomber. Those are your three batters at minimum. Sharp ground ball towards short. That'll get through into shallow center. And Hunter Ellsworth jumping on that second pitch from Eggers is on board. Again, throughout the sports season, you can follow us on Twitter on KJFF Sports. On games we broadcast, we'll have pictures on our Instagram account by the same name. Swing and a miss by Paige Perry on a ball tailing away from her. It's a righty-on-righty matchup here. It's 0-1. Eggers to Perry. Ball elevated in the zone, popped up, and that'll land on top of the St. Pius dugout on that first base side. 0-2 quickly to Paige Perry. Jeff Montgomery, head coach for the Festus Tigers, been doing this almost two decades. He's going to have a quick little word with Blair Bomber, the on-deck hitter. 0-2, way above the eyes, way above the head at that to Paige Perry. It's 1-2. Playing in at third, Tori Ott. 1-2. Ball elevated. Right side. It'll stay on the infield as having to go underneath with the glove. Turning the wrist towards the sky was Flanagan, Molly Flanagan. She was still able to make the catch. That was one of those where the ball looked like it might drift into the outfield, and then all of a sudden it just started dropping. And with the face of the glove open, Molly Flanagan with a quick adjustment on the run, coming forward and turning that glove up towards the sky to make the catch. Now a looping grounder, if you will, over to second base, and Molly Flanagan has it play her instead of the other way around, and that's another hit for the Tigers. So Blair Bomber is on board. Here comes Bailey Propst, the number 8 hitter. P-R-O-P-S-T. Long look down the third baseline at her head coach and third base coach, Coach Montgomery. Bunts at it, pops it up behind home plate. Casey Flanagan squeezes it with both hands for out number 2. So nice effort there by Bailey Propst to try to move the runners up a base. Unable to do so, though. And that leaves things in the hands of Tristan Folk. Tristan Folk for the Festus Tigers. Batting with runners at first and second, takes a strike at the knees. Tristan Folk, a 133 batting average heading into today. She's got 2 runs driven in, so that's a nice consolation prize. 0-1 offering, slapper towards third. Playing it in front of the bag was Toriot. The throw to first base is not in time, apparently. Was it not in time, or was Arriaga pulled off the base? Couldn't quite tell as we were shielded here by the home plate umpire looking to make the call. And so the bases are loaded as Folk is aboard, and Fest is threatening to add to their 2-0 lead. And their most dangerous hitter, Abby Rickerman, is at the plate. First pitch, line shot towards center, and that ball tails away and gets away from Baker, the center fielder. And run number 3 will come in for Festus. Around third coming to score. Run number 4 is Blair Bomber. And the Tigers lead 4-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Rickerman wasting no time. Jumping on the first pitch, sending a screamer to center field. Baker had a play on it, but it kicked away at the very last second, and that allows 2 to score. Runners at second and third now as Rickerman and Folk are able to move up a base. Now the batter is Mackenzie McJunkins. First pitch fouls it off the fence, and that will ricochet all the way over to third base. How about that? That ball had a lot of steam behind it. McJunkins, by the way, got hit by a pitcher last time up. Oh, and one offering to the young lady. Next pitch off the end of the bat. That's towards the shed. Actually, I think that's the bathrooms over there. So it's 0-2. Bathrooms to our left. Next to one of the 2 parking lots around Sunset Park here in Festus. Now the 0-2 is slightly elevated in the zone, taken for a ball. So a 2-run double by Abby Rickerman. 4-0 Festus. Looking to add some more here. There's a foul ball shot right off the fence behind home plate. Home plate umpire, of course, ducking for cover, if you will. Next pitch from A.J. Eggers. Changeup, low and wide, 2-2 now to Mackenzie McJunkin. She's got Mick at the beginning of her first and her last name. And she is McLovin this opportunity to add to the 4-0 Festus lead. Line shot towards second and reaching up. Molly Flanagan able to grab it. Wow, nice snag there by Molly Flanagan. That was destined for right center field and another 2 runs for Festus. However, Molly Flanagan steps in front of that ball, makes a catch. It's out number 3, but Festus does put 2 on the board thanks to an Abby Rickerman bases loaded double. 4-0 Festus after 4. It's Jefferson County softball on KJF.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go, Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJF. Festus has doubled up their advantage here as we get the top of the fifth started. Bases loaded. Two out double by Abby Rickerman to extend the lead to 4-0. Now it's the top of the fifth. Morgan Green has a comfortable lead as she's facing Sophie Meyer. First pitch was a strike. Second pitch up around the shoulders. It's 1-1. So Festus looking good for their first conference win of the 2019 season. Once again, Morgan Green looking at that armband and comes home with the pitch. It's up high for a ball. Lefty on righty matchup here to start the top of the fifth. The lefty Morgan Green, the pitcher, misses low. And that is ball three to Sophie Meyer, the number eight hitter in this St. Pius order. If someone's asking you, hey, how do I listen to the ball game this afternoon? Well, you can tell them. Go to MyMoInfo.com and click on the KJF logo at the top of the page, and boom, you got your stream. There's your ground ball to second. Backhanded there by McJunkins, close to the bag. Throws to first, and Sophie Meyer is retired for out number one. The defense has been solid behind Morgan Green today for the Festus Tigers as Sarah Kudelik, the number nine hitter, coming up. Lefty on righty matchup. Kudelik 0-for-1, had a line drive to right field that would have scored two if it wasn't for Armin making a nice play out and right. First pitch high and wide to Kudelik. It's 1-0. Infield. Peering in, corners drawn in by a half step, the 1-0. Lifted up over the grandstands behind home plate. And it's a 1-1 count to Sarah Kudelik. Festus in the driver's seat here on the top of the fifth. 4-0 the score. And the 1-1 from the lefty Green. It's driven back up the middle underneath her glove. Kicked by the second baseman McJunkins. And Sarah Kudelik has a base knock out of the ninth spot in the order. A one-out single for Kudelik. Ball had eyes of its own and a mind of its own. Batting now is Molly Flanagan, top of the order, looking to do some damage here. Swing and a miss at a ball above the brim of her helmet. Molly Flanagan knew it right away. Coach Halley did not need to tell her. She knew she swung at a bad pitch. She's behind in the count, 0-1. Flanagan waving around in the box. Body and bat. Fouls one towards the right side. It's 0-2. Heard Coach Halley just say the word battle to Molly Flanagan. That means with two strikes, choke up and just try to put the ball in play and see what happens. That's what battle means. 0-2 to Molly Flanagan. There it is, right down the middle, and Morgan Green gets a call, third strike. How about that? Punch out number seven. And that's the seventh one looking. So in the intense moments, St. Pius bats are tensing up. Two away, runner at first, Casey Flanagan the batter. And the lefty has one slice low and outside, now 1-0. That's three strikeouts for Molly Flanagan at the top of the order. 1-0 at the eyes of Casey Flanagan. Pops it up right side on the infield. It stays. McJunkins, second baseman, comes forward and snags it for out number three. All right, after 4.5, Festus leading St. Pius 4-0. It is Jefferson County Conference softball right here on KJF.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future. Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Fall is here and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington, and we're always ready to help you get what you need no matter what the season may be. Plumbing, electrical, hardware, lumber, tools, and so much more. Stop by and see us. Check the Makita, Yeti, and Traeger grill inventory. We're Gifford Lumber Company, and we're hometown proud, located on Potosi Street in Farmington.
Gifford Lumber Company in Farmington. Hometown proud.
And we are back on AM 1400 KJFF. Glad to have you with me. I know these businesses are happy to have you listening as well. Of course, can't be broadcasting softball if it wasn't for the sponsoring of our ball games by a lot of local area businesses and organizations, including Gifford Lumber in Farmington, Gilster Mary Lee in Perryville, Hearing Care Partners in Farmington, Home Bulls and Spas of Ledington, Lucas Smith in Festus, and Jefferson College in Hillsboro. It is 4-0 Festus, bottom of the fifth inning. A.J. Eggers remains in the circle for St. Pius. She's facing Morgan Green, who drove in the first two. Green stares at one low and wide for ball one. So a two spot in the bottom of the third, two more in the bottom of the fourth, has Festus in the driver's seat here. Pitch misses slightly outside. Eggers falls behind 2-0. From Eggers. Hard hit ground ball past the shortstop and into center. Morgan Green on base for the second consecutive at-bat. Lead sings off here in the bottom of the fifth with a single. That's going to bring up McKenna Templeton, the number four hitter for for Festus. Of course, penciled right into that cleanup spot. Changeup drifts low and in for a called strike. The mound and home plate not in a perfect line here at Sunset Park. The mound is slightly more towards third base. Here's a hard hit ground ball up the middle and into center field. Back-to-back singles for the Festus Tigers, and the offense has officially awoken. Well, I probably could have reserved that statement for they awoke back in the fourth inning when they added to their 2-0 lead. But A.J. Eggers is going to get a talking to from Coach Halley. By the way, Brianna Teer coming out to be the courtesy runner for the catcher, McKenna Templeton, at first base. And a fist bump there by Coach Halley and the battery mates. Still talking to one another. Coach Halley starts to walk back, and then catcher Casey says something to him, and then he walks forward, and then Casey says something to him again, and so on and so forth. But now they're done. A.J. Eggers, by the way, had a no-hitter through the first nine batters. She gave up a walk, and that was it. An error on a batted ball by Abby Rickerman in the bottom of the third, and a hit batter led to two runs after a triple by Morgan Green. So those two unearned, of course. All right, so everyone back where they need to be. Hunter Ellsworth in the box. A.J. Eggers on the mound. First pitch low. 1-0. Line shot past the second baseman Flanagan into right field. Around third, getting the send around is Morgan Green. The throw goes into second, and Green will score easily, standing up, and it's 5-0 Tigers. Three consecutive singles for Festus. They put another run on the board. It's 5-0 in the bottom of the fifth with Paige Perry at the plate. Pitch up around the eyes for a ball. You can see slumped shoulders by Eggers after that last pitch. So Green able to score from second. Brianna Teer into second base. Pitch misses slightly high, slightly wide to the righty Perry. It's 2-0. Paige Perry 0 for 2 on the afternoon. Watches a changeup middle in for a called strike. One on its way. That one misses wide. 3-1 to Paige Perry. Blair Bomber is on deck for the Tigers. Things getting away from St. Pius here late. 3-1. Righty Eggers. Pop up right side. Slicing, and out of play. Before the next pitch, I want to thank some more of our sponsors, by the way. That includes the UPS Store in Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, Serenity Hospice Care in Farmington, Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, and Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills. 5-0 Tigers, 3-2 pitch to Perry. Ground ball towards second. Tag applied. Yes, no, not sure. Throw to first is in time. And no, Molly Flanagan did not get Hunter Ellsworth on the tag as Ellsworth was going between first and second. So both runners move up. Paige Perry winds up with a 4-3 ground out. Brianna Teer now at third. Here's Bomber. Inside outs one down the right field line, but well foul. 0-1 to Blair Bomber. 1-for-2 on the afternoon with a run scored. That's B-A-U-M-E-R. Bomber. Takes a couple of practice cuts. And now digs in, does Bomber. Middle of the batter's box, and she half swings, fouls one that glances off the catcher's shoulder and then pops up and hits the home plate umpire high on the chest. Knocked his glasses off. He'll take some time to talk to some fans, gather himself as Drew Harrell, assistant coach for the Festus Post 253 baseball team, also an assistant for Coach Montgomery on the baseball and softball squads. He and St. Pius head coach Kevin Halley over there to chat with the home plate ump, who's called a good game. And he seems to be okay, all smiles, everybody around. In the meantime, St. Pius, the infield, and Eggers having a few words with one another. Now they divide, except Casey Flanagan, the catcher, is still talking to Eggers. Got a chance to speak to A.J. last year. If I remember correctly, it was after a soccer win over the Windsor Owls in which she scored from a free kick near midfield. It was kicked in her direction. She was able to boot it from about 25 yards out and score the game winner. Very polite, very cheerful attitude, A.J. Eggers. Maybe not so much today, but definitely that night. She misses high to Bomber after home plate umpire was ready to go. So it's 1-2 now to Bomber. Ball low from the righty Eggers, now 2-2. About 85% of the infield now in the shade. Right field pretty much fully involved. There's a line drive past the shortstop, Meyer, into left field. Run number 6 scoring for the Tigers. Make it 7 as Hunter Ellsworth scores from second base and a clutch. One out single, by Blair Bomber, and Festus leads by a touchdown and an extra point. And that's it for A.J. Eggers. 7-0 the score, bottom of the fifth. One out remains, and Festus has a runner at first. We're back in 90 seconds with your new pitcher here on KJF.
Dear movers and shakers, we know how you roll, and we're with you. We're with you on the tarmac or terrain. In the 2019 RAV4 Adventure, Limited, and Hybrid models. We're with you in the comfy Highlander with seating for up to 8 and advanced safety features standard. We're with you in the sharp 2019 Toyota Camry with its available cockpit red leather seats. And we're with you in the all-new 2020 Toyota Corolla, loaded with attitude and the latest tech. We're with you. Let's go. Toyota. Find yours at buyatoyota.com. Toyota. Let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate has been the trusted real estate advisor for over 60 years in the Mineral area. Hi, I'm Kim Hudson, owner of Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. No one has helped more people buy or sell real estate in our community than the agents at Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate. We are proud of the community in which we live and serve. Contact us today for all your real estate needs. Find us on Facebook or online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Coldwell Banker Holsey, we would love to be your realtor.
And we are back just in the nick of time as Isabel McAfee replacing A.J. Eggers in the circle for St. Pius. First one, and she clutches the ball a little too much as it rolls towards home, gets away from the catcher, and into second base goes Blair Bomber. 7-0 Festus Tigers, bottom of the fifth, one away. Matt Greenwood with you. Dale Bruning back in the KJS studios. Pitch now to Bailey Probst. Lifted up towards second base. It'll stay on the infield, and squeezing it with both hands is Molly Flanagan for out number two. So before the break, it was 5-0 Festus with runners at second and third base. And a single pass the shortstop into left field off the bat of Blair Bomber to bring runs in, runs number 6 and 7 in. And now Tristan Folk, the number 9 hitter, the left-handed hitting center fielder, is going to wear one on the arm. McAfee misses up and in. Second hit batter for Pius pitching. Now the batter is Abby Rickerman. Drove in runs number 3 and 4 of the ball game. First pitch to her. Little running start in the box. Ball misses low and wide. So Festus, as mentioned in the pregame, very capable of scoring lots of runs. There's a changeup low and wide. That's a ball. 2-0. Isabel McAfee again coming in place of A.J. Eggers. Eggers lasting 4 1/3 innings, giving up 7 runs, 5 earned. 2-0. That's low. That's a ball. 3 balls, no strikes. Shouts of encouragement from the Lancer faithful here in attendance, giving Izzy, Isabel McAfee, some encouragement. There you go. Drops in a changeup for a called strike. As I mentioned, Abby Rickerman going to Southeast Missouri. SEMO committed as a junior, not changing her mind. 3-1. Up high, ball 4. Bases loaded for the Tigers with 2 outs. Not a bad walk as Mackenzie McJunkins is next. This makes the 9th batter of the inning for the Tigers. Righty on lefty matchup. Pitch off the end of the bat. Looping and dropping in left center field. Run number 8 scores for the Tigers. And welcome in number 15 to home plate, Tristan Folk. It's 9-0 Festus. And they are one run away from mercy ruling St. Pius. Number 7, Morgan Green. Mackenzie McJunkins with a 2-run single. With 2 outs, no less. It's 9-0. And now the Tigers have batted around. Here's Morgan Green. Righty on lefty matchup. Pushing off the rubber, McAfee. Line shot into the gap. That's going to be run number 10. Is around third. Rickerman is going to score. And that is the ball game. The rule is 15 after 4 or 10 after 5. We are here in the bottom of the fifth. And so there you go. Morgan Green ends it with a roper to right center field, scoring Abby Rickerman. 10-0, your final score as Festus finishes this one off in 5. We're back with your Home Pools and Spas postgame show next.
Clarissa, what are you doing with those prices now?
Jason the Hayes made, and now I'm making deals.
Are you really offering 10% off on all Spartan mowers?
Yep. Get this, right now, customers can get a Massey Ferguson tractor as low as $167 a month.
That's a real deal. Okay, then, I'm making a deal. Right now, get a Massey Ferguson 1723 backhoe for $232 a month.
I see you and cut you a Woods cutter 15 foot for just $17.5. It's heavy duty and cuts 3-inch material. Beat that, Mower Mouse.
I can't, Queen of the Green. That's a really good deal. All that really matters is that our customers get the best name brand equipment, not some knockoff. And that's what we do here. Fleegs Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve, and at the Lettington exit also. Online, 24/7 at fleegs.com.
There's no need to be scared of flu season. Just say boo to the flu and head over to Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy for your flu shot. It's the perfect way to protect you and your family, and no appointment is necessary. Just pop in when you have time, and we will have you on your way in just a few minutes. Cash prices are available, or we're happy to bill your insurance. We know you have better things to do than be stuck at home with a nasty case of the flu. Come see us at Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington.
All right, everyone, let's get this party started.
Yeah! McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for everyone.
Give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. Give me back the fish.
Hey, what kind of music is this? Wait, is that a fish at the DJ booth?
Well, it is a Filet-O-Fish party.
Get McDonald's 10-piece chicken McNuggets, the classic chicken sandwich, or the Filet-O-Fish sandwich, now 2 for $5. At participating McDonald's, single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Limited time only.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 5-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package, which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker at 800-851-851.
For 57 years, the staff at Farmington Presbyterian Manor have dedicated ourselves to providing our community the best independent living, assisted living, skilled nursing, memory care, and short-term rehab. We are proud to be part of the Parkland community and provide the quality health care you deserve. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to find out more about Farmington Presbyterian Manor.
Welcome on to the Home Pools and Spas End Zone Show, postgame show. Ready for football tomorrow night. But first, we got to wrap up this softball affair this afternoon and into the early evening as Festus beat St. Pius 10-0 in 5 innings. You wouldn't think that this was possible after 2 scoreless frames from both A.J. Eggers of St. Pius and Morgan Green of Festus. But really, it was an error in the bottom of the 3rd inning that really got this game to this point. And it's silly to think that just a single error could make a 0-0 ball game, a 10-0 ball game, but that's pretty much what happened. There was a 2-out grounder to second base in the bottom of the 3rd by Abby Rickerman. Unfortunately, the second baseman for St. Pius could not field it cleanly, and that allowed Rickerman to reach with 2 outs. The next batter, McKenzie McJunkins, was hit by a pitch, and then Morgan Green came up and got a triple. And that made it 2-0 Festus after 3 innings. And then that's when the Tigers just took off. They pounced on every opportunity to add to their lead, and they did a mighty fine job of doing that. Morgan Green, by the way, only has to throw 5 innings. She winds up giving up 5 hits, of course, allowing no runs, as indicated by the 10-0 score. She also didn't walk a single batter and struck out seven batters in 5 innings. So Morgan Green is easily our Applebee's Farmington player of the game, doing good in the neighborhood. Not only did she pitch five shutout and strike out seven, which, by the way, all of them were looking, but she also drove in the first two runs of the game, and with her base knock to right center field, gets the decisive mercy ruling RBI as well. So three driven in on the afternoon for Morgan Green. Again, she pitches five complete and doesn't give up a run and strikes out seven and scores a run as well. And so she is, of course, our Applebee's of Farmington player of the game. Now, before we get to some coach interviews here, as we have ourselves a nice-sized bumblebee flying around Matt Greenwood's face, Matt Greenwood does not like. Let's thank some of our sponsors before we get a chance to talk to the coaches here. That includes Farmington, McDonald's in Farmington, I should say, as well as Midwest Sports Center Farmington, Mineral Area College Park Hills, New Era Bank Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre, as well as Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Farmington, Deloge, Fredertown, and Ironton. Can't forget about Comtree of Festus or Jefferson College in Hillsboro. So again, the final score, 10-0. Festus gets the victory. They mercy rule St. Pius in five. Morgan Green, five innings pitched, gets the complete game shutout, drives in three, scores one herself. Abby Rickerman had a two-run double in the bottom of the fourth inning to make it 4-0 Festus, and then six runs in the bottom of the fifth as Festus sent 10 to the plate. It all began with Morgan Green. She singled, would later score a run. Then a two-run single by Blair Bomber allowed Brianna Teer and Hunter Ellsworth to score. Later on, we had a two-run single by Mackenzie McJunkins that scored both Tristan Folk and Abby Rickerman. And then Morgan Green, as I mentioned, came up and singled in run number 10, the decisive blow here this afternoon. All right, so let's see if we can flag down Coach Montgomery. He's been gravitating towards other people that have decided to have a chat with him. Looks like Coach Alley is otherwise preoccupied as well. So we're going to take a break here. We're going to go get our coaches and see if we can bring them on for a few comments here. So, again, the final score, Festus 10 and St. Pius nothing. Festus finishes this one off in five innings. We'll take a break here and return with more Home Bulls and Spas postgame show next.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Cars Boulevard in Farmington.
The Doe Run Company, providing the minerals and metals we need to power our future.
Are you ready to give your dreams a new address? Whether you're looking to buy or build, the First State Community Bank lending team can help you get there. We'll connect you with the right loan, the right lender, and when all is said and done, the right home for you. Get in touch with your local FSCB lender at fscb.com/welcomehome or see us in Farmington, Park Hills, Bonterre, Deloge, or Terre de Lac to get started on your journey to homeownership. First State Community Bank. Success starts here. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 412605.
Hi, it's Hannah. At Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, when you buy an LS tractor, you aren't getting the knockoff. You are getting to buy direct. Direct from the major brand maker, not the middleman. That's exactly why LS puts more standard features on the LS tractors and why you get the longer, better warranty with the best price. The best price because you won't be paying the middleman and you won't be paying those franchise fees. LS Tractor does offer the best warranty and buyer after buyer knows that to be true. When you buy an LS tractor from Kohl's Tractor, you are buying direct, because we buy direct. You aren't buying the knockoff that others claim. You are cutting out the middleman, plain and simple. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd with LS Tractors and Kohl's Tractor and Equipment.
See Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32, or give them a call at 573-756-4353. That's 573-756-4353. And don't forget to check them out on Facebook.
Matt Green, we're back with you on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. Have Kevin Howley, head coach of the St. Pius Softball Lancers. They fall today 10-0 at the hands of the Festus Tigers. 10-0 game in five innings. Coach, after the first two innings, I would say you probably weren't expecting this kind of score.
Yeah, we played really well in the first couple of innings. We had a lot of energy. We had a couple of defensive miscues, I think, got to us. But we're a much better team when we can play with the energy we played with yesterday, and we just weren't able to sustain it all the way through today.
Sometimes it's one play that kind of changes a game on its head, and for you guys, it was that error in the third inning that just sort of opened things up, a ground ball to second base, a funky hop on the third hop, got the best of your second baseman, next batter up, I think it was the next batter up. Two batters later, a two-run triple.
Yeah, that ball took a weird hop, and
yeah.
It just had some English on it, and it kind of ate her up, and it's a tough hop to play, but, one error can't really affect us very much. It shouldn't. But offensively, we had some things not go our way. A couple of plays that, hard hit balls right at players and things like that, and I think that let us think that we let that affect us a little more than we should have.
And early on in the game, you had, I think, first two innings, you had runners in scoring position, or second and third. I can't remember exactly the order in which it went. But if you bring those runners in, you take the 2 or 3-0 lead early on, and we might be talking about a different ball game.
Yeah, a little bit of a different ball game. AJ was dealing pretty much the whole game. She was having to get some plays. We did make a couple of plays. She had to throw to some parts of the zone that she probably didn't want to have to. But was kind of forced to a little bit. So it is what it is.
Yeah.
It's a game that that got away from us late. We're still in a good spot. We're 3-2 on the year. We got to look forward to a bunch more games over the next 6 weeks.
Yeah, first one up is Windsor. Why don't you take us through that and the other games you have that you feel like are really important to this ball club?
Well, I think next week's a big week for us. We've got Windsor on Monday, and that's going to be pretty similar to this if we can make some plays, and it's going to be different for us. We've never played on turf, so we're going to have to figure out how to do that, and I don't have any way to replicate that in practice. We're just
right.
Going to have to make those plays. We're host a tournament next Friday and Saturday with Fredericktown, St. Vincent, and Valley Park. So
okay.
We've got three winnable games next weekend. That we need to get to. This time last year we were 1-4, and we finished 10-10-1. So we're sitting at 3-2 now with a lot of games to go, and we still have a district title in our sights. So mm-hmm. that's what we're focusing on right now.
All right, Coach Halley, appreciate the time.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thanks for the coverage.
You're very welcome. That is Kevin Halley, head coach of the St. Pius Lancers, joining us here on the Home Bulls and Spas postgame show. And we got one more guy we got to get to, and that is head coach Jeff Montgomery of the Festus Tigers. And then we're gonna tell you about a healthy number of things we have coming up on KJF. But first, Coach Montgomery, congratulations on the win. Morgan Green, as I've already announced, is our Applebee's Player of the Game. Let's start off with her and her performance today.
Yeah, she pitched a really good ball game. Really attacked the zone, got after hitters, and pitched ahead in the count. And we just kind of kept it simple and pitched with a lot of confidence, and she's pitched some big games already and really, really thrown into fire a few times, some really tough competition, and just happy for her. She really, really deserves the player of the game award.
Good teams jump on other teams' mistakes. You guys did that to get the scoring started in the bottom of the third inning. Of course, you have your trusty bat and Abby Rickerman to put the ball in play with two out. She does. Something happens because of it, and then Morgan Green two batters later with a big triple to left.
Yeah, Abby's, our table setter, and, she usually pounds the ball on the ground. If she hits the ball on the ground somewhere with her speed, she's usually going to be able to leg it out. And, she got out her first at bat, and that was a big one. And always sets the table when you got some speed in front of your hitters.
And, of course, the big inning coming in, well, she, of course, then Abby with two runs driven in the bottom of the fourth, and then the big inning comes. How apropos for Morgan Green to be the one that not only drives in the first two runs, not only gets the complete game shutout, but also drives in the one that puts the mercy rule into effect.
Yeah, absolutely. She's really seeing the ball well. She really keeps her bat in the zone really, really well. And if she gets a pitch down, she's driving it right now. She's been doing that for about 2 weeks. And with Rickerman and I alluded to before the game, McJunkins and and Green, all three of those lefties have really been hit the ball good, and we're getting some other middle of the order swings from Templeton and Ellsworth and Perry, and you know, Blair Ballmer had a couple nice hits today. You know, so a lot of things like that. Good to see.
Coach, there's no doubt, especially after this one this afternoon, that your offense can score. Do you feel like there's even more potential out of this group?
Yeah, I think so. You know, that's one of the things we just talked about there a minute. You know, we're going to make mistakes. Hopefully we learn from them. We're going to try to coach them as hard as we can. And, you know, we're young. You know, hopefully we'll keep getting better. And, yeah, offensively, I think we're going to score some runs. Defensively, we got to make plays. You know, we kind of made things tough for us there a couple times. You know, we didn't make the play there early in the game and create some base runners, you know, for Morgan to have to deal with. And, you know, some of the teams we play, you know, we can't do that. You know, you're going to get hurt. So hopefully we'll learn from it. We still have some decisions to make on defense, trying to find the right combination.
Morgan Green, very effective in the circle today. 7 strikeouts, most notable about that, all looking. So very good at mixing pitches, I would say.
Yeah, she was. Honestly, fastball, curveball mostly today. I mean, we didn't even really rely on the change. You know, some of the teams we played, we have to change speeds because if we don't, you know, they sit on things. So, you know, but she backdoored her curveball and I think had enough movement where, right, it fooled hitters. And she froze a lot of hitters today, which is good to see. And it's good for her confidence going forward.
And next for the Tigers?
Well, we're going to play tomorrow at the Sekman Tournament, the Jerry Joyce Invitational. It's at Arnold Athletic Association. We play at 3 o'clock against Perryville. We play at 5 against Farmington. There's some good teams in that tournament. Mm-hmm. They play it all at Arnold Athletic. It's $5 to get in, I believe, and it's a nice tournament. Some St. Louis teams are in it, and, you know, we're going to play 2 Friday and 2 Saturday, so we'll have, 6 more games this week with 7 last week. So give us 13 games in, you know, a little under 12 days.
Wow. Sekman, one of those opponents?
No, we don't play Sekman in our pool. We play okay. Perryville and Farmington. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I know they have Knob Nosters coming in from Kansas City. Fort Zumwalt West is a pretty good team. Last year they were pretty solid up there. It's a big school. Got a couple thousand kids. So, yeah, it'll be a good test for us tomorrow. Farmington's pretty solid. They beat Hillsborough yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
We had that on.
Yeah.
We had that on KJ.
Yeah,
that was good.
Farmington's
one.
Really athletic, you know. So, so we got – Perryville's a lot better than they've been. So, I think there's a lot more parity, if you will. Maybe not any dominant teams around here, but I think everybody's pretty decent right now.
All right, very well. Well, Coach Montgomery, we'll let you enjoy this one and enjoy the numerous games that you have coming up here in the next couple of days, and congratulations on the win today.
Thanks, Matt. Appreciate you guys covering softball. I know for years you guys covered baseball, and to do live softball, I think it's just a great thing for our sport and put the word out. And, you know, our conference has such good tradition the last 15 years or so, sending teams to state, and just a great sport.
Yep,
appreciate it a lot.
Certainly is. You're very welcome, Coach. And here's the certificate for a free entree for Morgan Green for our Applebee's Player of the Game Award.
Thank you very much, Matt.
All right, Jeff Montgomery, head coach of the Festus Tigers, as they win this one 10-0 over the St. Pius Lancers. All right, a couple of things to get to. This is not included in the Hearing Care Partners upcoming broadcast, but I do want to pay mention to it just because it is a humongous tournament down at SEMO in Cape Girardeau. It's the Dig for Life tournament. It's the Dig for Life Challenge, officially called the St. Francis Dig for Life Challenge. There are 6 schools that are representing Jefferson County this weekend. It begins with pool play tomorrow. Each of these schools is going to face 2 opponents on Friday, 1 on Saturday morning, and then after the pool results, there will be a bracket play, a gold bracket, and a silver bracket with multiple divisions for the pool play and all that stuff. And so if you can, this weekend, go down to Cape Girardeau, the campus of SEMO, check out all the different recreation centers that they have there where all these matches are taking place, these volleyball matches, and go root on the Northwest Lions, the Sekman Jaguars, the Hillsborough Hawks, the DeSoto Dragons, the Grandview Eagles, and the Jefferson R7 Blue Jays are all going to be out there, down there, I should say, just straight down 55 to Cape Girardeau for the SEMO Dig for Life tournament. All right, as for the Hearing Care Partners' upcoming broadcast schedule, of course, tomorrow night we've got Friday Night Football. Windsor at DeSoto is the one that's going to be on KJF, and also on J98, Potosi at Perryville. On on AM 800 KREI, it's Hillsborough and Farmington. And then on our MIMO Info Sports Stream, Fredericktown at Central. So that's our Friday night football coverage. Again, Windsor at DeSoto tomorrow night on KJEF. As for this weekend, Mizzou football is on the airwaves. That's on Saturday as Mizzou's going to be hosting the SEMO Redhawks for a football affair beginning at 4:30 with our pregame. That'll be a 6:30 kickoff. As for local broadcasts next week on our Hearing Care Partners upcoming broadcast schedule, Hearing Care Partners, we listen so you can hear. On Tuesday, we'll have Festus at DeSoto softball at 4:30 right back here on AM 1400 KJEF.
Eating good in the neighborhood at Applebee's sounds so good, doesn't it? Hi, I'm Amy Cousins, general manager of Applebee's in Farmington. You and a friend can start with two side salads or an appetizer to share, then choose any two full-size entree from the 2-for-20 dinner lunch menu. Or pick two items to create your own combo meal from the classic or signature lunch combo menu. Soups, salads, chicken fajita roll-up, clubhouse grill, or chicken tenders. There's so much to choose from, and it's all under $10. Dine in or call it in. Applebee's on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington.
This is Dale back in the KJEF studios. They turned off the power on Matt, but just want to let you know that we have coming up a Joe Pag, so stick around and enjoy.
At Comtree, our staff listen to your concerns and involve you in creating your own health goals. For issues needing immediate attention, our dental care, primary care, and behavioral health provide emergency and crisis same-day services. Be a part of the Comtree family tree and make us your one stop for health. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment. Welcome to our family tree.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial, DeSoto.
Everybody loves Mario's Italia. They serve the best Italian food in the area. Pizza, pasta, salad, sub sandwiches, calzones, and my personal favorite, the stromboli. Huge, large portions with the freshest ingredients. You'll be satisfied with all of their choices. Check out their full menu online at mariositalia.com. Dine in or have it delivered, or have them cater your next special event. Serving lunch and dinner 7 days a week, Mario's Italia, located in the factory at the corner of 1st and A Streets in downtown Farmington.
Fall is here and winter is on the way. This is Randy from Gifford Lumber Company.